Paleogenetic analysis for the valorization of cultural heritage. DNA analysis on ancient biological remains is an important research tool in anthropology, archaeozoology, molecular evolution and population genetics. Application on topics such as the determination of species origin, individual identification of famous personalities, characterization of particular sample important for historical, archaeological or evolutionary reconstruction, confer to the paleogenetic an important role also for the promotion of cultural heritage. Fast improvement in paleogenetic methodologies in recent years led to a revolution that permitted recovering even complete genomes from highly degraded skeletal remains, and to analyze other biological materials recovered in archaeological or historical context. As an example, dentum calculus offer great potential for elucidating not only phylogenetic relationship of different organisms, but also for reconstructing lifestyles and cultural context of past human population. Minimal amount of material are now required, and sampling procedure should be minimally invasive. Skeletal remains recovered from archaeological excavation are not simply objects of historical and archaeological interest. They represent a true biological archive. Particularly, ancient human bones represent an important resource for understanding past human societies. They provide important evidence on belief system, burial rituals, social structure, diet, as well as contributing to our understanding of genetic relationships even in the distant past. The human skeleton remains from the Lama Lunga cave in southern Italy represent one of the most significant examples of how anthropological and paleogenetic analysis contribute to the valorization of cultural heritage. In 1993, a fossil hominin skeleton was discovered in the karst cave of Lama Lunga, near Altamura in southern Italy. This finding represents one of the most extraordinary hominin specimens ever found in Europe. The human skeleton is largely represented and concentrated in a small area of the cave, mainly because after their death and the decomposition of the body, the skeleton collapsed where it has been found. Even though the skeleton is partly incorporated into calcite concretion and discovered by coralloid formation, most of the bones are visible, including the cranium, the mandible, and several proscranial elements. From the photograph available and direct observation made in situ by anthropologists, the skeleton appears to exhibit a mixture of archaic and more derived features in the range of variation typical of European hominins of the late, middle, early late Pleistocene. Nevertheless, for many years after its discovery, the only information we had on this extraordinary fossil skeleton was based primarily on on-site photographs and observation, which were biased by the presence of calcite formation. More recently, an isolated skeleton remain, a part of the right scapula, was carefully removed from the cave, allowing several analyses, including the first dating of the individual, a morphological quantitative analysis of diagnostic features, and the paleogenetic characterization of a fragment of mitochondrial DNA. The result of the paleogenetic analysis showed that the mitochondrial DNA of Altamura skeleton is in the range of variation of Neanderthals, in agreement with the morphological analysis. Dating of calcite concretion indicated that the sample is more than 160,000 years old, so representing one of the most ancient Neanderthal from which endogenous DNA has ever been extracted. Paleogenetic analysis was therefore crucial to extend our knowledge on this extraordinary human remain that still lays in the bottom of the cave and is therefore inaccessible for further investigation or musealization. In the recent years, dental calculus, or tartar, has become an object of an increasing number of various bioarchaeological investigations. Tartar represent a mineralized archive of multi-source materials deriving from oral cavity, such as components of the bacterial flora, dietary microresides, and mucosa cells. Acting as a trap for these biomolecules, dental calculus keeps information about the state of health, behaviors, and activities associated to recent or ancient cultural contexts, as well as genetic information of the individual. The amount of tartar that can be recovered from ancient teeth represents the main limiting factor for gathering data, especially when working on prehistoric and protohistoric samples. Additionally, in the past, major tartar deposits were washed away during cleaning and restoration of skeletal remains. In order to maximize the information that can be obtained from the same dental calculus sample, specific laboratory procedures have been tested in order to simultaneously extract DNA, or also protein, and isolate plant microresides. For example, different combined experimental methodologies were applied to the tartar of three individuals recovered at the medieval archaeological site of Porticus Octavia in Rome. The results showed that protocols commonly used to extract DNA from ancient bones and teeth can be successfully applied to few milligrams of ancient dental calculus deposits in order to recover the genetic material and, in parallel, identify dietary plant resides on a morphological basis. Oral microbiome composition was assumed by means of metagenomic analysis. Moreover, whole mitochondrial genomes have been reconstructed using specific target enrichment techniques. In this way, scientific research can be conducted on human remains of anthropological interest, guaranteeing at the same time their conservation. Paleogenetic analysis also contributed to better address the issue of restoration of ancient skeletal remains. The development of innovative conservation strategies for the restoration and conservation of bone finds of historical and archaeological interest is crucial to warrant the fruition of the remains and, at the same time, to maintain the long-term access to the biological information recorded in the bones. In a recent study, smart nanostructures in organic materials with high physical and chemical compatibility with bone tissue has been used for the consolidation of degraded ancient bone to restore a continuous crystalline hydroxyapatite network. By comparing results obtained with different techniques, we noticed increase in hardness and mineral density respectively, and a significant reduction of pores volume and surface area. The efficacy of the consolidation treatments has been evaluated not only by considering the effect of the consolidant on the physicochemical point of view, but also analyzing the impact of the consolidated materials on the molecular characterization of genetic material. Paleogenetic analysis on treated and untreated fragments demonstrated that the developed consolidated material do not substantially affect the ability to recover endogenous DNA, thus confirming the full compatibility of the consolidation treatment. Thank you for your attention.